From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a large explosion rips through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday in Turkey killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 100. Officials said the blast occurred in Kizile Square, a key shopping and transportation hub near foreign embassies. The Turkish government says the attack was carried out by a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate claimed responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the insistence that Syrian peace talks not deal with the issue of removing the current regime from power is an attempt by the government to disrupt the talks.
Witness the comments made just yesterday by the foreign minister of Syria, clearly trying to disrupt the process, clearly trying to send a message of deterrence to others.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mulawam has warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of President Bashar al-Assad's government is off the table. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German Wings jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. All 150 people on board the plane were killed. This is VOA News. In German elections Sunday, the anti-immigration Alternative for Germany party gained significantly in elections held in three areas of Germany.
Meine Damen und Herren, ich denke, das ist ein Abend zum Jubeln.
A party leader addressed a group of cheering supporters as exit polls indicated the party had elected delegates to regional parliaments in all three areas. The previously tiny fringe party was expected to do well due to public discontent with the government of Prime Minister Angela Merkel since the country opened its doors to more than a million migrants last year. Political rivals of Donald Trump, the leading U.S. Republican presidential contender, are blaming him for sowing the seeds of anger that has erupted in violent confrontations at his political rallies in the last few days. Fights and pushing and shoving have broken out between his supporters and protesters at rallies in several states. Trump blames the protesters.
We have protesters, some of whom are so mean, so loud, so vicious, they stop us from really our First Amendment rights, right? Freedom of speech, you can't talk, they're screaming.
One of Trump's opponents, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, called the escalating turmoil frightening and grotesque. Trump told a network interviewer that professional disruptors linked to Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders' campaign were to blame for a violent confrontation Friday in Chicago that led to a rally being called off. The United Nations mission says a Chadian peacekeeper shot and killed two colleagues in an attack in northern Mali. A third colleague was wounded in the shooting Saturday in Tassalit in the Kidal region. The peacekeeper was arrested. A UN spokeswoman says there was no known motive for the shooting and that an investigation is underway. Catholic Media Services says Zambia's Episcopal Conference plans to meet with all political parties and their presidential candidates in a move to help curb politically motivated violence before the August 11th general election. Zambians have expressed concern about violence among supporters of political parties as the groups ready to begin official campaigning for the elections. North Korea is denying accusations made by South Korea that it launched cyber attacks on the smartphones of several South Korean government officials last month. An editorial in a state-run newspaper Sunday said claims made by the South's National Intelligence Service last week were fabrications aimed at rallying support for a proposed new anti-terrorism law. The NIS said the North conducted the attacks on the smartphones of dozens of South Korean officials. North Korea has denied the accusations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.